Hello, I'm Alexa Pereira, and you're listening to My English Podcast. Today, I'm going to be addressing the two prompts presented in the final reflection project. The first question that the prompt asks is, what are the most important things an AP Lang student should know? In regards to the first prompt, I have three separate answers. First off, one of the most important things for students to know about AP Lang are the terms when referring to rhetorical analysis. For example, terms such as diction, metaphor, simile, etc. These terms are so important when doing absolutely anything, writing, reading, watching movies, anything at all. Knowing the rhetorical devices does not only make you a better AP Lang student, but also allows you to think more critically and understand phrases and the world in general. These skills translate into your everyday life. When you're aware of these things, you're able to see when somebody uses a metaphor or uses pathos or logos, whether you're watching a TV show or just having a conversation with a friend or a family member. A perfect example of the importance of being knowledgeable in the rhetorical choices when taking an AP class would be, for example, when my class read a speech presented by Benjamin Banneker. Since I'm knowledgeable in the terms, I was able to understand what he was saying, why he was saying it, and how it directly connected with the audience that he was aiming his speech towards. Another important thing to know relating to AP Lang is about the AP exam. The exam is obviously timed, and an important part of AP Lang is learning that it's not necessarily about how much you write versus what you are writing and how you're saying it. Someone can write a 5,000-word essay and still not say something as good as you can in only 2,000 words. The AP exam is training you to be able to get the point of what you're saying across in the most efficient and straightforward way possible. The theatrics and extra words, when placed correctly, do make some essays sound better. But when some people add them to their writing, it does not make them better. It sometimes just makes them unnecessarily long and confusing because you begin to repeat yourself and become very jumbled up with your words. Being able to say what you need to say in a short amount of time in the most straightforward way possible is a super important thing to be able to do as an AP Lang student so that you can write the best possible essay for your AP exam. And finally, I believe that people should know that AP Lang is not only about writing, it is also about being able to comprehend and take apart what you're reading. Whether it's a prompt for an essay or just a book that your class is reading, the better you're able to understand what you're reading, the better you will be able to pull apart concepts, phrases, and paragraphs, and the better you will be able to explain and articulate your ideas. For example, this year in class, we read a book called Educated by Tara Westover. When it came time to write essays, answer questions, or have class discussions about the reading, I was able to do so productively and efficiently due to my ability to fully comprehend what I was reading. Before we had the discussions or I wrote the essays or answered the questions, I pulled apart what I was reading, annotated it, I read it multiple times to make sure that I fully grasped every single angle that the text could have been presenting. The bulk of AP Lang is about being able to understand what you're reading, because if you can't understand what you're reading and see it from every lens, then you won't be able to properly write about it. The second question in the reflection project was to explain how remote schooling worked for you and your learning style, what was good, and what could be changed to make the experience better. In regards to the first part of the question, my learning style is a conversational learning style. I learn best through in-person communication about a subject or sitting in a classroom and listening to someone lecture. In regards to the remote learning positives, I'd say the biggest positives for me personally was my ability to now manage my time however I'd like, so I could get my work done in whatever time or place worked best for me, so I could manage and gauge what times and how I worked most productively. Also, the ability to use my resources at hand was such a big positive for me, whether it be asking my mom for help or just simply using Google or notes that I had in my binder. In terms of changes and improvements for remote learning, I feel as if I have none personally. Once remote learning was correctly in motion and work was being graded, I feel as if remote learning was working as efficiently as possible. I believe there is nothing more that could have been done to make the experience better, considering the fact that there is only so much that can be done in terms of online learning when there can be absolutely no in-person contact. So therefore, I believe the school did as much as possible with the circumstances at hand. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I hope you enjoyed my answers to the final reflection project questions.